Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with the USDA report. Well, the county committee elections for Audubon and Cass County have been concluded. And in Audubon County, Sherry Earlmeyer was reelected to a three-year term, serving the producers in the southern part of the county of Oakfield, Exira, Audubon, and Greeley townships. And in Cass County, Corey Anstey was reelected in Local Administrative 2 to serve the producers in his area. Both of these producers have served the previous 3 years and have done a good job, and we welcome them back to our committees. I'd like to remind producers for the farm programs and for their conservation compliance in connection with crop insurance, there have been some changes made that requires farmers to have a highly rotable land and wetland conservation certification form on file. We refer to that as the AD 1026. This is nothing new for producers who have been participating in the farm programs with FSA in the past. But for 2014, for farmers to be eligible for their premium supports on their federal crop insurance, a completed and signed 1026 must be on file at the FSA. The Risk Management Agency, or RMA, through the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation, manages the federal crop insurance programs that provides a modern farm safety net for the farmers, but we here at FSA administer the AD 1026s. This includes most financial assistance as far as any of the new and revenue protection programs with federal crop insurance. It also includes the Conservation Reserve Program, Livestock Disaster Assistance Programs, and Marketing Assistance Loans, or for Ceiling Grain, here at FSA. And it also includes the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, the Conservation Stewardship Program, et cetera, and other conservation programs administered by NRCS. I also want to remind producers that Farm Service Agency has developed a microloan program to better serve the unique financial operating needs of beginning and niche and small family farm operations. This limit has been $35,000 in the past, but has now been raised to $50,000. Eligible producers can apply for the maximum amount of the $50,000 to pay for initial startup expenses that they may have for, like, hoop houses to extend the growing seasons of vegetables, etc., essential tools, irrigation, or annual expenses even, such as seed fertilizer, utility, rents, marketing and distribution expenses. And as the financing needs increase, the applicants can then maybe apply for the regular operating loans with a maximum up to $300,000, or they can go through the guaranteed loan program with their local bank, and which FSA guarantees that loan to the bank. Individuals who are interested in applying for a microloan, call their local FSA office to set up an appointment with a loan official to discuss the loan programs that are available. I also want to remind producers in Audubon County that beginning December 16th, that will be next Tuesday at 1:30 in the afternoons, I will be holding weekly afternoon coffees here in the USDA Service Center in the conference room in Audubon to discuss the ARC-PLC program options. These will be an abbreviated overview of the ARC and PLC program options, such as what you have heard maybe at some of your meetings that you've attended to date. But we will touch bases on the overview of it, and then we will get down and we will just start with a kind of a Q&A, and we will get the spreadsheets out for each of your farms, and we'll talk about how these programs will affect you on each of your own farms so you can see it in real time on your own farms and how the numbers will affect you. Again, that's beginning December 16th at 1:30 in the afternoon, the Tuesday afternoon coffees, and they'll continue for 11 weeks all the way through February 24th. So give us a call if you'd like to come in. Space will be limited. We cannot house huge crowds, but we can get a dozen to 15 in the conference room. And for these meetings, and again, like I said, we will have your spreadsheets available. They'll have your bases on. Bring your yields with you, and then we can put everything into real time, and you can see how it'll affect you for each of the various programs. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with the USDA Report. As always, if you ever have questions on any of the programs at Farm Service Agency, please give your local FSA office a call here in Audubon. That number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you later.